Hi, Chase. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I opened my phone.
Oh. And then I was trying to call you back, and it was going, like, straight to voicemail, and I'm like, uh-oh, just a call.
Yeah, my bad.
And...
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Go ahead and start where you left off at.
Okay, so I'm just going back to my notes here. I believe you've already PIN verified the business, right, if I'm not mistaken?
No, it's asking me all kinds of goofy questions, like I need to take a picture of my picture of the company address, all these things. And
you're like, what? Okay.
Yeah, the company address is in my hometown, but I live in Iowa City. And
right.
It's coming to take a picture of all these weird things, and I don't have access to them.
So you were trying to get through the process of that, right?
Let me
take a look at some things real quick. So the only reason why I ask is because I believe you had talked about that with me, that you were trying to get through that, but then something, it just wasn't, it was asking a bunch of questions. So I'm just looking back.
Yeah, because the way my business works is I get the calls. I rent a U-Haul usually once a day. I will rent a U-Haul for the day.
Right.
And whatever calls I get, I'll take care of those customers with my U-Haul.
Right.
If they need
things
moved and junk removal done and stuff like that. So there's no valid address. I just use the address.
Yeah, exactly. You're what's considered, okay, so the way that Google works, right, just to kind of give you, just to kind of explain it. So when we get a business PIN verified, right, every business that gets PIN verified with Google, okay, what they do is they send out a PIN code, okay? It comes in the mail. They send it to your whatever address that you provide. So you're what's considered a home office, right? Nobody comes to you. You go to them, okay? So typically businesses will get their business PIN verified at their home address. Okay, the address does not show on Google because they don't want your address showing there. So we make sure that your address is hidden. No one needs to know where you live, but it is so that you can get the PIN code because they send it by mail, right? So we'll get you PIN verified. You'll get that PIN code in the mail within 6 to 10 days, and it's going to come from Google. It'll look like a postcard. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map, okay? So, for example, when your PIN code, right, if we're PIN verifying you at your home address, it's going to pin you to get found in your zip code and 20 miles around you. That's how far it's going to cover, okay? That's why you and I had discussed the local-only package starting you with that, right?
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
So far? Okay. Now, I'm sorry, what was your question?
No, go ahead. So if
okay.
I still have to, like, does all this stuff start, as far as you verified, all this stuff start after I pay the $200,
I
have to still wait seven or so days to...
Yeah, the way we're going to get it set up, Chase, and I want to be very, very transparent with you on the timeline, okay? So... That, just to give you an example, right? We set you up today, okay?
Sure.
We're going to also schedule your client interview. The client interview is very, very important because it's going to be conducted with one of our technicians. Now, in this client interview, what's going to happen is they're going to basically be crossing all the T's, dotting all of the I's, okay? They're going to verify your business information that you and I go over just to ensure that I have everything correct, okay? They're going to talk to you about, because we're also going to be creating a website for you, so they're also going to talk to you about the website, the content that we're going to be creating. Do you have a Facebook page set up for your business?
No.
Okay.
I'm just kind of tired
it's
of using
okay.
Facebook. I've ran through so many emails and passwords and stuff.
Okay,
so
let me ask you
this. Stick to this for now.
Okay, if at any time, right, and we could even do it now, if you have a personal Facebook page, we can create you one for the business, okay? We create it through your personal one. No one's going to see your Facebook, your personal Facebook page, but it's so that you still have access to it. It's included. We can build you a business Facebook page if you'd like, okay? And it's just so you have that presence on Facebook, right? I mean, social media is growing, but if you don't want to do that now, that's okay. Okay? It doesn't cost you more if we're building you a Facebook page for the business, just so you know. Now, we will list you as well on additional directories that are popular within your area. Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, which are just to name a few. Okay. And then we'll build you the website. And then we'll make sure that that website is also attached where we're listing your business. Okay. And then we'll also include the voice activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll also make sure to give you that exposure on mobile devices covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Okay. So the local only package is pretty much covering all of your bases. Now, when you conduct your client interview, I like to schedule it, if not the same day that we get you signed up, no later than the following day. The sooner we get you through that, Chase, the faster we're moving. So you'll get the PIN code within 6 to 10 days, okay? Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those directories, and we're also going to send you your login credentials so that you could start logging in and tracking your results with our program, seeing the calls that you're receiving, you know, viewing your listings. You can see the keywords you're listed for. We want you to track all of that, okay? Now, we're also, okay, within 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be completed, and we're going to send it to you to review to let us know if you have any changes to be made before we have it go live, okay? Typically, what this is stated in our terms and conditions, okay, is that your business will have first page placement there in the local map section between 30 to 45 days. We do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen at times it'll be within 30 to 45 days, the first page placement. Okay? That is stated in our terms and conditions.
So you're saying, okay? After I pay you all this money, my page is not going to show up.
It's not going to happen overnight. Absolutely. It's not going to happen overnight. With Google, it's a process. It is not going to happen tomorrow, and that's why I want to be transparent with you. So our timeline, which is our promise, is that you'll be listed there in the local map within 30 to 45 days. Now, I mean, I've seen some times where it's happened sooner, okay? But because we know it's important for you to start getting these calls as quickly as possible, is why we do the directory submission within the 5 to 7 days. We get that website up and running within 7 to 14 days. So we're not just sitting back and twiddling our thumbs. I mean, in the meantime, we're getting the profiles on the additional directories so that you're having that online presence there. But I want to be transparent. It's not going to be like you're going to be up there tomorrow. It is a process. Remember, 30 to 45 of those days, you are waiting for that PIN code to come in the mail, and that takes 6 to 10 days. Once you get that PIN code, you give us that PIN code ASAP, okay? But I want to be transparent with you. That's why our company asks that you stick it out at least 2 months, because you've got to give it that full turnaround. No one's going to be able to get you on the first page in a day or even in a week. It's not going to happen, no matter what company you go with, not even Google. They can't do it in a day. There's no way.
Okay. So, one second here.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, let's get this started up real quick.
Okay. All right. Chase, what's the best email for you?
Chase? No. Erase that.
Okay.
Bennett. It's Bennett.moving. So Bennett.moving.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Bennett.moving at gmail.com, correct?
Oh, no, Bennett.moving941.
941. Okay, no worries.
Yeah, 941.
I always confirm it. I always confirm it because I want to make sure. Okay, so bennett.moving941@gmail.com, right?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So what I'm doing right now is I'm going to be sending you two emails, okay? They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And so the first email that you'll be receiving, it's going to be labeled Google Advertising, okay? It's going to show you, as I mentioned, that the price is $199 a month. This is for our local only package, okay? And it's also going to detail everything that's included in the package that we went over. I'm also going to throw in an example of a website. Okay, keep in mind it's for an electrician. I know it's not your category, but I just want you to kind of have an idea of how it will look. Okay, so let me plug that in there for you. And then the second email that you'll also be receiving, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what that one does is it gives you an overview, Chase, of our reporting system, just so that you can get familiar with how the reports will look on how when you're tracking your success with us, okay? So I want you to kind of have an idea of how that looks as well. So let me send that over. And then you do receive text messages on this number, right? I know I've texted you a couple of times, so I believe you've been receiving them, the text messages. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So the first email just went through, and then let me get the second one over to you. Bennett.moving941@gmail.com. Okay, and then there goes the second email. Now, while we're on the phone, I'm also going to send you two text messages, okay? So the first text message that you're going to receive, Chase, is going to have the number to our customer support, okay? Anytime that you have an update, you have a question or a concern regarding your account, you are going to contact customer service, okay? We are here Monday through Friday, from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. I believe you're 2 hours ahead, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So for you, we're actually here 9 to 6, okay? And then I'm also sending you a second text message, okay? And that's going to have a link to a YouTube video. Now, the video, it's about maybe 6 minutes long. I do want you to watch that video when you have time. Please watch it because it's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. So you can see, you know, how you log into it. It's really simple. It's nothing too complicated, I promise you, but I do want you to get familiar with that. Okay. Did those two text messages come through to you, Chase?
Yep, I got it.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, your first name, do you spell it C-H-A-S as in Sam, E as in Edward? Is your first name?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name? Is it Bennett? I don't want to assume.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Awesome. And then the phone number that clients should be contacting you on, and this is the number that will also reach you at, is 319-531-7360, correct? That's the number you want listed.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the way the company name should read on the first page of Google is Bennett's with an apostrophe S, as in Sam, Moving Company. Is that how you want it to read?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I do see that there's an address. I don't know if this is the address that you're going to want Google to send the PIN code to. I see 313 Pebble Lane, Hiawatha, and the zip code is 52233. Is that the address where you want it mailed to, the PIN code?
No.
Okay. What address are we going to have them mail it to?
one second here.
No worries. Take your time.
Can I give you a temporary one? Because I want to get a P.O. box in my city now. I was
okay.
In my mom's now.
Yeah, listen. So here's how it'll work, okay? Just so you know, Google will not pin verify you at a P.O. box. We could definitely use your mom's address. It's not going to show anywhere on Google, but just be aware that pin code, it's going to pin verify you at her address in her zip code, okay? Just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I really originally wanted it.
Okay, perfect. What's her address?
81.
Mm-hmm.
Samoa, Samoa.
Okay.
Drive.
Okay.
Hiawatha, Iowa.
Okay. And it's still the same zip, right? 52233? Okay, is this a house? There's no, like, apartment, unit number, nothing like that, right?
It's a trailer.
So it's just the 81 Samoa Drive, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let me make sure that address is hidden. Just let her know to be aware that you'll be receiving that PIN code, okay, from Google. It'll look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top, okay? So just let her know it's not junk mail, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then now, Chase, for the payment that we're making today for the $199, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's just in my name.
Okay, and is it just Chase Bennett, or how does your name read on there?
Chase Bennett.
Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
81 Samoa Drive.
Okay, same billing address as the PIN code to be mailed to. Okay. All right. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are, Chase.
One second, let me grab it.
No worries. Take your time.
Once I get a transfer.
No worries. Take your time. In the meantime, Chase, I do want to look at the schedule for your client interview. Are you going to have time today to do that? I do want to make it at a time that's convenient for you.
Yeah, what time works for you?
So let me tell you what times I have available, and you let me know what works for you, okay? As of right now, I do have for today 12 to 1 or 1 to 2. So we block out an hour, and the client interview, so for example, right, if you choose the 12 to 1 slot, they're going to call you between 12 and 1 o'clock from an 877 number, okay? The client interview, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have, okay? So do any of those times work for you, 12 to 1 or 1 to 2? This would be your time zone, the time that I'm giving you.
One to 2 works perfect.
1 to 2, perfect. Okay, so while you're doing that, let me at least schedule your client interview. So you're going to receive an email.
I mean, my time zone, right?
Yes, sir. Correct. It'll be at your time. They're going to call you at your time between 12 and 1 o'clock. Or wait a minute, you said 1 to 2, right?
Yes.
That's the time you want it? Okay, my mistake. Let me fix that. So they're going to call you at your time between 1 and 2 o'clock. And they will call you from an 877 number, okay? So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? And they'll also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up, okay?
Thank you.
So let me get you scheduled for that first. And then you'll be receiving an email on that too. Okay, perfect. So I got you scheduled for that. There we go. Invite. Okay, perfect. So we got that scheduled for today between 1 and 2. Awesome. Okay. All right. So if you'd like, what I would like to do next, Chase, before we take your credit information, I'm going to walk you through right now what's called a voice verification recording. Okay. What it does, and it's for your protection, because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So it's going to outline our service agreement, and it's going to go over the billing date, the amount. It's also going to state in there the process, like if you were to discontinue your services with us or want to put it on pause, we just ask that you call us 3 business days, okay, before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged. Okay. So let me walk you through that first, and then we'll go over the billing information. Okay. Now, as I'm walking you through it, Chase, please, if there's anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor and you stop me. You just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back, review it, and then I'll rephrase it. Okay. I want to make sure that you do have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Chase, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Chase, Bennett's Moving Company.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Chase Bennett, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, do keep in mind, Chase, okay, because once you start having more online presence, you might get a call from another company trying to sell you another type of online product, okay? they are not associated with Local Splash, we will never call you to ask you for more money, okay? So if you get a call, someone trying to tell you you need to pay $5, just disconnect the call, but take down that number and provide us that number, okay? Because we're never going to call you to ask you to pay more money, all right? So just be aware, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that one more time.
Let me explain this one first, because I typically do. So we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. Okay, what we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and let us know so that we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to. Okay, so let's say you wanted to sign up with Yelp, right? We would tell you, Chase, we already got you listed on Yelp, so you don't need to spend that additional money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
What about Angie's Leads?
Angie's Leads is not associated with us. We don't submit anything to their directory, and we're already aware that you're listed there. But if you were to, let's say if you were to do like another type of online marketing and it's Yelp, right? You would just call us and say, hey, I'm thinking about signing up with Yelp, and we would tell you we're already submitting you a profile on there, so you don't need to spend that additional money, okay?
Oh,
we don't run Yelp ads, but just so you have that, just giving us that heads up so we can make sure, because if anything, it would hurt your business more than help you with your placement, okay? Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 29th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be September 29th, 2022, in the amount of $199. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the amount of $199. Now, you may discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225, and you'll hit number 8 when you start hearing the recording. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, okay, we ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you're not being charged, okay? So if you were to cancel or pause the account, just make sure you call us 3 business days before that next billing is due, okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, so that concludes that. And you mentioned that it was a visa, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4403.
Uh-huh.
9338.
Okay.
7327.
Mm-hmm.
5058.
Expiration month and year?
0827.
And what is the CVV code on the back?
968.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you. Yes, I always do. Okay, so you said it was 44? 03-93-38-73-27-5058. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And it expires August of the year 27, and the CVV code on the back is 968. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package, and then I will process the payment. Okay? We're going to send you a receipt. You'll be receiving it within the next minute or so. It's going to go both to your email, a copy of your receipt, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. Okay? And then when you get that, let me know, and then I'll go over it with you. In the meantime, I do want to go over some notes, okay? They're just basic notes for the technician so that they know where to start from during your client interview, okay? So, now, do you do this for both residential and commercial, Chase, the moving?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see. So you do both residential and commercial. What are some of like the specifics? You know, I mean, obviously is moving. Do you want me to list like move in, move out? Like what are some of the keywords you want me to notate on here? Again, they're going to go over way more in detail with you. Okay.
Yeah. Usually, in-home move, like apartment moves, houses,
okay.
Junk removal or,
junk removal too. Okay, that's good. I need a note. So in-home move, junk removal. And then what else did you want me to notate? Apartment move out, apartment moving.
In-home remodels, ripping up carpets.
Okay.
Certain things like demolition.
I was just going to say like demolition. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one too. Awesome. Now, let's see here. So are you going to want us to create that Facebook page for you, or do you just want to not have that for now?
Not now.
Okay.
I'll do it later if I have to.
Okay, no worries. And then I know it's silly to ask, but do you happen to have any pictures of some of the work that you've done?
Yeah, I have a few here and there I can send to you.
Okay, perfect. So in the client interview, they'll let you know where to send those to. Now, what about, do you happen to have a business logo? We can create one for you. It doesn't cost you anything. It's included.
Yeah.
You have one?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to put has business logo. What are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
It's usually rent throughout the whole week.
Okay, so Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have like a specific time that you want me to notate, like 9 to 6, 8 to 5?
Yeah, nine to nine.
Okay. And that doesn't mean that you can't schedule something a little earlier, but it just kind of gives them a general idea of your, you know, the time for you. Now, when it comes to method of contact, right? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
All three.
All three. Okay. And then what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo?
Cash, Venmo.
What about Zelle, cash, PayPal, Cash App?
Zelle, cash, Venmo, Zelle, and Cash App.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Now, we can, if you would like, it is an option for you. It doesn't cost you additional. we can actually add a tracking number. Okay. Now, the tracking number, instead of them seeing your actual phone number, what they will see is a tracking number, and that number will be linked to your phone number. It does come with an app that you can download from the App Store, okay? And it's also a way of you where you're able to even block, like, any spam call that might come in. We can block that number. Would you be interested in a tracking number or just keep it with your phone number appearing there?
Yeah, just keep it with my phone because this is a work
phone. Okay, you got it. All right. And then now if you take a look at either your email or your text messages, I know you've gotten quite a few in both, but what I do need you to find is the one that says initial invoice, Chase. It'll say, it'll start off by saying, "Dear Chase Bennett, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email."
You said I should have got it now?
Yeah, if you could take a look at it, because I'm going to walk you through something right now.
Oh, yeah, the invoice.
Okay. So when you open it, right, it says, "Dear Chase Bennett, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email," right? You see that there? When you opened up the initial invoice, either the text message or the email, it starts off by saying, "Dear Chase Bennett, thank you for choosing Local Splash."
This is Chase Bennett, welcome to Local Splash. We are passionate about putting your business on the first page.
That's, that one started off with welcome, right?
Yep.
It would be the one after that.
Local Splash and initial invoice.
That one.
"Dear Chase Bennett, you don't want to choose Local Splash."
Okay. Do you see, Chase, where it says, "Please click here to accept your subscription terms"? Go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
Now, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Do you see that there when you clicked on it? Okay. So this is everything that we read in the voice verification. On this page, do me a favor, and I want you to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. There's going to be a box for you to type in. Signature box, but before you do that, okay, there is a little box right above it to the left, and right next to it, Chase, it says, "I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and accurate." So by you clicking in that little box, you are stating that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment, okay? And then you're going to type your name in the signature box exactly as it reads, just Chase Bennett. You don't need to put the date because it is already there. And when you do that, you're going to click on Confirm Signature. When you do that, the next thing you should see is it's taking you to a page that'll ask you for a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
I see it.
Perfect. So we don't have your username and password yet, okay, because this is what the technician is also going to create for you. This is your customized tracking and reporting system. So in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive another email from us with this link, a username and a password. This is where you go in to view your reports, okay? So that's why I want you to make sure that you watch that video just so that you can get familiar with it, okay?
Sure. One more time.
So in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive another email from us, okay, with this link, a username and a password. This is where you would log in to view your report. So this is where you're going to log in, see the keywords you're listed for. You can view your listings. You can see how many phone calls you're getting. This is where you're going to track it, okay, your reporting system. So this is why that video link that I sent you in a text message, the YouTube video, that's why I want you to watch it, because it explains on how you go in here and track your results. how you log in. It'll give you the step by step. Okay. So.
Can you get a video on that?
Yes. If you look at your text messages, it's the one that says the YouTube video link. It gives you the demonstration on your client dashboard. I'll resend it to you right now while we're on the phone. I sent it to you earlier on during the call, but let me resend it because it probably got buried with all the messages. Let me resend it to you. No worries. No worries. Let me know once you get it. Okay. I just sent it right now. Should be coming through any second. I think I heard your phone beep. So it's a link, right, to a YouTube video.
Email that to me instead because it's not letting me see it on the
Yeah, I'll of course. Absolutely. I'll email it to you right now. Yeah, I'll send it to you in the email, and I'll actually notate it as the YouTube video for your client dashboard.
Perfect.
Give me one second. So this way you have it in the email, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. So remember, Chase, today that they're going to call you from that 877 number. Okay. And just make sure to answer all calls within that time frame between 1 and 2 o'clock. We are, however, going to send you a reminder. We're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up. Okay. So let me see. I'm going to put YouTube link on here.
Mm-hmm.
In the subject part of the email, just so you have it.
So you said don't worry about this Google Splash username and password yet?
No, don't worry about that yet because what they're going to do is, let me put this here, video for client dashboard. And analytics. So yeah, don't worry about the username or password yet because they have to create it for you. Now when they do send you the username and password, just know that you can also update the password to a password of your choice. Okay? Because we send you one that we generate. All right?
Okay.
I just emailed it to you, the link. Do you have access to your email right now to make sure you got it there? Okay. Take your time.
Yep, I got it.
Awesome. Perfect. So just make sure, you know, when you have time, watch the video. This way you can just kind of get familiar with it, okay? And then quick question. Are you, and it's not a requirement, I just ask because I don't like to miss anything on the notes. Are you licensed and insured or in the process or not required in your area?
You have the LLC and stuff.
Yeah. Do you have any of that for the business? Or are you in the process of it?
I'm still in the process of that.
Awesome. Good for you. That's good.
But that's not required, is it, right now?
No, not at all. I just like to, because there's certain notes where some businesses, it is a requirement. I just like to answer every question just because I don't want to miss anything. It's just the way I work. But it is not a requirement for you. Okay, so don't worry about that.
Evan's going to change as far as this time. It's already paid the money. You know?
Yeah, no, not at all. It's not a requirement, I promise you. Yeah, no. Okay. Other than that, Chase, do you have any other questions for me before I let you go about the rest of your day?
No, so how does he expect that call at between 1 and 2 o'clock?
Between 1 and 2 o'clock, remember, it can take, you don't need to be in front of a computer, okay, but it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, you know, it just depends on how many questions or details you have, okay, but again, it's not anything too complicated. Basically, what they're doing, Chase, is they're going to be reviewing all the information that you and I went over just to ensure that I notated everything accurately. So what they're doing is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the website that they're going to create, your keywords. They're going over everything way more in detail, okay? And then make sure to remind your mom that you're waiting for that PIN code to come in the mail. So it'll look like a postcard, like I said, and it'll come within 6 to 10 days. That's why I'm glad we're doing your client interview today. The sooner we get you through that, the faster we're moving, okay? So 6 to 10 days, that PIN code will come in the mail, okay? And it'll look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top, and the technician will go over that with you as well. You could either text us the PIN code, you could call it in, or you can also input it yourself, whichever way you prefer, but the technician will go over that with you, okay?
Okay.
And I want
to
be the
once
first.
When I do it, get my LLC, when I do purchase my LLC and stuff, I just call you guys back and tell you?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can. You can just call us and update us and just say, hey, I got my LLC now. If you want the LLC included at that time in your business name, you know, keep in mind, it's not a requirement. You know, it's really a preference if you want the LLC to show up, you know, listed on your name on Google. It's not a requirement. Just so you know, a lot of businesses don't, they have an LLC and they don't list it, right? In their company name. They like it without it. So it's just a preference for you. But yeah, once you get it, if you want to call us and update it, you know, just so we can just update everything. We always want to stay on top of everything, right? Make sure everything's updated for you. Okay.
Okay.
I want to be the first to welcome you to our local / family, Chase, and I want to thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Yeah,
and it's
too.
Been a pleasure.
Appreciate
of course.
No problem.
Of course.
So all I did now was wait for that call?
Yes, between 1 and 2 o'clock, okay?
All right. I'll be flexible. Appreciate you so
all
much.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You have a blessed week. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.